Okay, everyone, so let's just start the session, and as usual, I'm going to start just to say a few words about meditation practice, and then afterwards we get the chance to try it out in practice. And as always, the idea of meditation is usually very simple. The simpler you make it, the easier it tends to be. And one way of looking at meditation is just to regard it as a combination of being patient. Patience, just allowing things to calm down. Yeah, they tend to calm down on their own accord if you just sit back and just wait. And combine that patience with having the right kind of perception in the present moment. And the right kind of perception is one of valuing the meditation practice, valuing the present moment. If you combine those two things together, then meditation tends to go really nicely. Or it can go nicely if you get it right. So what are some of these perceptions? And of course, a very important problem that most people face in the meditation practice is the thinking mind. Yeah, you sit there, you think about all kinds of things. So overcoming the thinking is a very important part of this. So how can we do that? And this is all about establishing the right perception. It's about what we value in life. If you value the things of the world, the things in your life, your family, your business, your job, whatever it is, then that is where your mind tends to go. But if you value meditation more than those things, then obviously your mind tends to stay in the present moment instead. So how can we do that? And one way of doing that is to remember that so many of the things that seem to be important in life, if you reflect on it carefully, they're actually not as important as they may seem. You may be looking forward for something in the future, whatever that might be, and really it includes almost anything. But when you look at it, instead of just looking at it instead of just looking at it as a goal, as some future objective you want to go to, it's actually useful to think of what goes beyond that. In other words, and then what? And then what when you go after this particular thing? What happens afterwards? And very often when you think and then what, that particular goal is sort of dissipates. It doesn't seem so important anymore. If you think about goals that you've had in the past, and you think about how you kind of looked forward to something, but in retrospect, all that, it seems kind of, once you get to the goal, and soon afterwards, it seems so empty, it seems so pointless, compared to what it seemed beforehand. So the idea of, and then what, actually takes away so much of the illusion of the importance of all the goals and the achievements that we're trying to reach. It takes away the sense of purpose and the aim that is in there. So sometimes this little shift in perception like that take away the importance of some of these worldly things, and then the value of just being present, just being in the present moment, starts to emerge in its place. And this is actually where we want to try to go. Try some of these little techniques to still the thinking mind and see if that helps you with just remaining in the present moment. So let's give it a try out in practice. Okay, so as always, try to get into a nice routine and rhythm in your meditation, and pretty much starting off in the same way every time, just to make sure all the groundwork is in place, by closing your eyes, shutting out so much of the world, you can feel your body very clearly, so make sure you're nice and comfortable, and also that you are at ease, you don't have any tensions or anything like that. And when you ease up the body, one of the remarkable things that follow along from that is that the mind also tends to ease up. So always start off by feeling the body and finding that nice and beautiful ease in your meditation. And already you are heading in the right direction just by doing that much. And as you allow yourself just to settle down, if you find that you're having problems with thinking, especially about the future, remind yourself that all of those things that we tend to think about, they're often quite hollow, often quite meaningless. And to be able to see that, you can just remember very briefly how these things were in the past. And also remember the idea of things continuing afterwards, and then what? And as you do that, you should be able to see the insubstantiality, the delusion in always thinking about certain events in the future. And actually, there's nothing really there. It is far more purposeful, far more meaningful, just to stay in the present moment itself. This is where life really happens. This is what really we should be aiming at. And if you find that you are still having problems with drifting off, wherever it is, keep on reminding yourself very gently how delusive these thoughts actually are, how they never really touch reality in any real way, how meaningless and how purposeless and aimless they tend to be. The real meaning, the real purpose in life is found in the present moment. So rejoice in that. Here, right now, you're doing something truly purposeful, truly meaningful. And what a wonderful thing that is. And if you can get a little bit of gladness into your meditation, then the stability in the present moment becomes so much more powerful. And we are now coming to the very end of the meditation. And before we come to the end, try to ask yourself, how do you feel now after about 45 minutes of meditation practice? And if you feel a little bit better, more relaxed, more at ease, more mindful, more still, then ask yourself why that is. What are the perceptions that you have used to give rise to this in your meditation? What are the attitude and what is the process by which these things actually come about? Okay, that's the meditation for today. If you have any, is anyone who have any questions or comments on the meditation practice? Everyone is happy? Yeah. Okay. Very good. That's it then. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Let's just pay respect to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.